Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean is on assignment, but our friend Cindy Perlman is with us from Las Vegas. She writes for the Journal Review, the Review Journal out there, and also contributes to the New York Times. Good morning, Cindy. It's going to be a big weekend at the Multiplex this weekend, right?
It is. Good morning, Bob. It's a huge weekend at the Multiplex with the movie Bros coming out. And I know you've seen the trailers, and it really lives up to the hype. It's really, really funny.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this. It's Judd Apatow's project, isn't it?
It's Judd Apatow, and what's important is it's the first theatrically released studio gay rom-com launching in 2,000 theaters, and that's never been done. And it got a standing ovation at the Toronto Film Festival, big premiere last night where people were clapping at the end, and just super, super funny.
That's the advance word on this. And briefly, what do we know about the storyline here?
We've got Billy Eichner plays Bobby, a really brash podcaster who's living in New York. He has one of those meet cutes with Aaron, a Garth Brooks loving estate lawyer. And these are just two guys who don't want to fall in love. They just want to be, you know, have fun times, be friends, but they're falling in love and they don't like that. So that's where we sort of jump off.
I got it. Bros. All right. We'll look for that. Disney Plus has got a Star Wars show coming on. What do we know about this?
Well, if you're really into Star Wars, they have Andor, and most of the Disney Plus series have only 10 episodes. This has a whopping 24. We're right in the beginning of this, but Andor, Diego Luna, who's a major sex symbol, plays Cassian Andor, and he's got the danger, the rebel force, has to save the world, just, you know, those kind of things.
The star of this is a big personality in Mexico, isn't he?
He's a huge sex symbol. He said he's funny about that, though. He says he thought about it for a long time, and he thought being a sex symbol meant he would have tons of sex. But he said he's found out that's totally not true. His life's normal. He has a 14-year-old son who just leaves his action figure all over the house, including on the top of the toilet all the time.
That's Diego Luna. And then reboot on Hulu. Tell us about this.
This is the funniest show I've seen in a long time. Only 8 episodes, but it's from Stephen Leviathan, who gave us Modern Family. And it's about a sitcom from the 80s called Step Up, and they reboot it. But it's not a sitcom anymore. It's a drama about what's going on behind the scenes of the show. And the best part by far is Paul Reiser is the executive producer, Gordon, who's just so funny, and he's everywhere these days. Paul Reiser's on Stranger Things, The Boys, now reboot.
I know you've interviewed Paul Reiser. What's he like, and what did he have to say when you talked to him?
He's so funny, and he said that, you know, he's been in sitcoms. He was on Mad About You for about 5,000 years, and he said that, you know, I said, what's the funniest note you ever got from a TV executive? And he said one time that an exec said, Paul, we really love what you're doing in this scene, but do we really need this scene? So he said to the exec, you know what? Let's just jump right ahead. Do we even need the show? So, Paul, you know, he's got a lot of work. He can say stuff like that.
Yeah, well, the reason this sounded good to me is because it seems like every show is getting a reboot. People have run out of ideas, and this is about just that, isn't it?
It's about just that, and it's about Rachel Bloom plays Hannah. She's the showrunner, and she's really funny in it. And you also have Keegan-Michael Key as the star, who used to have an affair with Judy Greer, who's the other star. And now it's 20 years later. What are they going to do? And Johnny Knoxville, of all people, plays one of the other people on the show. And kind of, you know, he's funny, but he's serious, too.
Cindy Pearlman out in Las Vegas. Always good to catch up with you, Cindy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Dean Richards is off today, but he left us his home video and streaming picks.
This week's biggest new release is the sequel to the beloved Halloween hit Hocus Pocus. The Sanderson sisters are back to wreak havoc on Salem, Massachusetts once again with their original stars, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy all returning. Hocus Pocus 2 starts streaming on Disney Plus this Friday. On Amazon Prime, two high school girls explore a haunted house, and hijinks ensue when one of them gets possessed by a demon. See the horror comedy My Best Friend's Exorcism starting Friday. On Netflix now, Ana de Armas stars as the iconic blonde bombshell Marilyn Monroe in the new adult drama Blonde. And Zac Efron stars in the true story of a man who went to extraordinary lengths to deliver brewskis to his buddies fighting in the Vietnam War. The greatest beer run ever begins streaming on Apple TV Plus this Friday.
I'm sorry, who are you?
We're the Mighty Ducks.
They're the Mighty Ducks.
For new series, the pint-sized underdogs on ice are back with season two of the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. See it on Disney Plus starting Friday. And an emperor runs afoul of royal norms when he decides to choose his bride for love instead of power. The Empress Reigns over Netflix starting tomorrow.
Meeting someone in the city is a big deal. Let it be a good big deal.
Musician Kid Cudi is behind the new animated show Enter Galactic, about a young artist trying to make time for love while on the verge of making it big. See it on Netflix starting on Friday. Now on Hulu, the unique cooking show Chefs vs. Wild strands chefs in the wilderness and lets them forage for food for their own survival. In documentaries, Hostages takes an inside look at the Iranian hostage crisis of 1979 with never-before-seen interviews. See it on HBO Max now. And finally for the kids, Bugs and Friends are back in the Looney Tunes Halloween special. See if it's a trick or treat on HBO Max starting tomorrow.
All right, now, what was on ABC last night? David Letterman was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Kimmel is broadcasting from his hometown of Brooklyn this week, and he spent the morning on Howard Stern's show, knowing that Letterman and Stern are not the best of friends. Well, sort of. Anyway, Kimmel asked Letterman whether he tuned in for the interview.
Did you listen to that this morning?
No.
Can I tell you something? I feel like Howard Stern is threatened by you, and I feel like Howard and I are very close, and I feel like Howard is jealous of my admiration for you. I feel like there's something weird there.
Okay. Well, let me tell you my view of Howard.
Okay.
I've known Howard a long time, a very, very long time. Howard used to work at a radio station in the same building where the late night show started years and years ago. Good Lord, it's, I don't know, 30 years, is it really?
Yeah.
In those days, Howard was shock jock Howard, and I was always afraid of Howard because I didn't want Howard to say unpleasant things about me.
Right.
But he did. And I kept thinking to myself, this, he must not have any feelings of his own, because he would say hurtful things, and the more hurtful things he would say, the greater his audience would become.
Right.
So I just thought, I'm in the wrong business here. Now, over the years, Howard and I have spent some time together, and I've gotten to know Howard, and he was such a sweet man to apologize for intimidating me. It was, I'm sorry I frightened you. And I got to know him as a completely different guy. And that's the guy that I have really gotten to be friends with over the years. And I only talk to him about once a year.
Uh-huh.
That's
good.
That's plenty.
Yeah.
And the last time it was a mistake.
It was.
Wow.
Why was it a mistake?
There's comedy everywhere, isn't there? My phone lights up, and there's a beautiful painting, a watercolor, and it's something that Howard has done. You must know this about
Howard.
Yeah,
he paints. He's a very good painter.
He paints, but it's not like not like show business painting. He really can paint. It's
very
not like,
detailed.
It's not like Tony Bennett painting. It's actual stuff. And so he's done this in the past, and I keep thinking, I would like to own a Howard Stern painting. And oh, the other thing that he says, well, you know, you could do it. Really? I could do it? Yeah, yeah, I can show you a couple of tricks. Well, it's not exactly paint-by-numbers stuff, is
it? No, it's serious painting.
This is museum-quality kind of stuff. The phone lights up, and there's this beautiful kind of a seascape or something, a bucolic scene. So I text him right back. I said, wow, Howard, that's unbelievable. And then when I get home, I call him, and he says, oh, yeah, I sent that to you by mistake. So I love Howard. I just think arm's length may be the way to go here.
I think that's probably the case for most relationships.
But you're close with the guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what did you talk about on the show? Oh, someone screamed.
We talked about you.
Minute. Someone screamed Baba Booey.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honest to Christ. Is that the man's legacy? When they finally put him in the ground, it'll be idiots screaming Baba Booey. Yes.
There will. David Letterman, everybody. His show.
Jimmy Kimmel Live last night with David Letterman. I don't know. Tony Bennett actually is pretty good as far as painting, isn't he?